This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
To Payton in the corner, can't shoot. Over to Butler, three to shoot. Pulls up, takes a deep three. It's up, he banked it home. The Bank of Minneapolis is open late tonight for all the playoff action, 69-53.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call last night, right here on 95.7 The Game. You can hear every game of this second round right here on 95.7 The Game. Game 2 coming up tomorrow at 6:30 in Minneapolis. And the Warriors are going to play that game without Steph Curry. He has been diagnosed with a hamstring, grade 1 hamstring strain. Mm-hmm. And he will be reevaluated Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Real quick, game tomorrow is at 5:30.
Oh, my
Pacific.
Bad. Thank you. Thank you very much. What was I going to say? Oh, Dr. Pangia came on this morning and was asked why, you know, why does this occur? Mm-hmm. And he said the number one reason it occurs is because of fatigue. And you know, I'm looking at the Warriors' schedule the last couple weeks. They've played, including last night, that was their sixth game in 11 nights. And they're playing four more with just one day's rest.
Right.
So.
And he played 46 minutes in game 7 after 41 minutes in game 6 Friday night, man.
Yeah. Anyway, the Warriors are going to have to play without Steph Curry for at least games 2, 3, and 4. And we'll see if he can get back for game 5, which seems like a stretch. The one piece of good news for the Warriors is after game 5, they have 3 days off before they would play a game 6 on Sunday. So I don't know. Do you shoot for game 5, game 6? We got to see how it responds.
Well, right now you try to shoot for a 2-0 lead, right?
Of course.
And this is why you talked about Mike D, and I keep going here with pulling off this Jimmy Butler trade. But just imagine had he not been on this team. But now you got him to be more assertive. And basically the rest of the team. I don't know who's going in the starting lineup, Steiny, but the team dynamic of how the Warriors looking to try to attack it offensively is going to be different. And you would think nobody's happy he got hurt. But Minnesota's like, you know, our job, you would think, just got a tad bit easier.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I hear you. Last night was ugly for them. I don't think it could get any uglier. That was bad. Steiny, 31 points and a half at home.
Yeah, they stunk. Minnesota, they're in a shambles. Absolute shambles. All right. You want another possible blessing in disguise?
Guru computer spits out nothing. Give it to me.
So I know it's not the best news, obviously, but if the Warriors somehow beat the Timberwolves, okay, and Curry comes back at the end of the series, I mean, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
But why do...
He's going to get a week off, and I get it. He's rehabbing and all that kind of stuff, and I'm looking. I'm digging for a silver lining because I don't want him to miss games.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I feel cheated already.
So
what if I told you that would resonate with me a little more had this been a finger he was dealing with or a ear or arm? The fact that it's your engine, you know, it's not your moneymaker. You never know when it's going to flare up or what have you. So I guess that's why I'm a little, you can sense the trepidation. But the bottom line is they got a hell of a win. And now you just talk about the strength in numbers. You got Jimmy Butler and you got Buddy Hield playing out of his mind. And, you know, you're going to need more from Pod Steiny. You're going to need more from Moody. Post didn't even, 6 minutes? And I get it. But, you know, Gary Payton II returned. You're going to need all hands on deck. And Pat Spencer, Steiny, 11 minutes, 2 of 4, showing you he's not scared. Everybody's going to get an opportunity to pitch in, it looks like.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's going to be challenging for the Warriors. But they've played without Curry before in the postseason. In fact, he's missed 12 playoff games.
Yep.
And the Warriors have won 9 of them.
There you go.
9-3 in the postseason when Curry doesn't play. Now, go ahead, Evan, put that stipulation on it. But nevertheless, the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers are the numbers.
Well, he's had Klay Thompson and Draymond Green for all of them.
Prime, yeah.
Not since 2018 has he missed a playoff game. And for the other six, or for 6 of those 12, you had Kevin Durant. Yeah.
But now you got the Butler, Steiny.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's start off with Dre and Lamore. What's up, Dre? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Hell of a game last night, guys.
Yes, sir.
Gutsy.
That's a good way to put it. Hey, you know, I got some good friends that are Laker fans. We were in a group text last night, and one of them said, midway through the third quarter, I wish Steve Kerr was our coach. And I think we don't give Kerr enough credit. That game he coached Sunday, Houston could never get their momentum going. And he coached a perfect game. And last night, he coached a perfect game, I thought. And, you know, I thought Looney came up big when Draymond got that fifth foul.
Yep.
You know? He defended. He did what he needed to do. It was a team effort. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of that the Caucasian, the white guard, with the porn stash.
Pat Spencer.
At that point, I love it. Yeah,
the Caucasian.
Pat Spencer, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, he's white.
Yeah, you know, he goes a little out of control sometimes, but the guy, he's got heart. He plays hard. It's a team game.
There you go,
Kerr. Kerr makes sure that they play as a team. If they lose as a team, and he holds even the superstars to the highest degree. And we're lucky to have him. And I think the Warriors, with Kerr's guidance, can pull out one more victory. And one thing I got to add, the Warriors did play great D, but Minnesota, it's a make-or-miss league, and they were definitely missing last night. So let's hope they have another cold night here.
Yeah, all good right. Stuff, Dre.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it.
The porn stash. I love it.
So the Timberwolves finished, this is unreal, they finished the regular season 4th in three-point percentage. And in game 5 against the Lakers, they were 7 for 49. And game 1 against the Warriors, they were 5 for 29. So that's 10 for 78?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Math, right?
Man.
10 for 78?
They made 12, that many?
12 for 78. I'm sorry.
That's a lot.
12 for 78 in the last two games.
Can you guess what that percentage is, Steiny? Or you already know?
No, I don't know. I'm going to say 12 and 20, 24. It's 14.7.
I got 6.5.
That's
143.
Not right. Yep. No.
12 for 78.
That's more than 10%.
I'm just telling you what I got.
You
got
to do it again. That much I know.
6.5.
No, you do it the other way. Divide the other number by the other number. Divide 12 by 78.
15%.
Yep. 15%.
Evan, what are you laughing at?
It was just inverse.
I'm not. Do I look like I'm laughing?
No, I'm doing it. I'm just right.
Hey,
I got a job offer.
And let me tell you, he won't have you doing stupid math. He'll have you scouting.
That was my class, though, baby.
All right.
I did baseball.
I tell you what. Here's no better man to put on at this time than Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great, man. You know, we won the game. We took home court back, you know what I'm saying? But my lookalike is injured right now. He might be out for a week, you know. But at the end of the day, we got a good record without him, you know, in the playoff history and all that. And we got Jimmy Buckets, specifically just in case Steph has an injury or anybody else has an injury. And, you know, Buddy Hield, when he came out of college, you know, he was compared to Steph, and he's been playing like Steph lately. So, you know what I'm saying? He's going to keep shooting. And, you know, but when he goes to the basket, it seems like he'd be, like, missing and stuff, getting blocked. But at the same time, man, hey, I'm just happy we went in. And I think, you know, if Kevon Looney's is a series for him, you know, keep getting them boards for us, man, you know, making smart plays at the end. And, man, like, play the white boy, you know who it is, Pat. You know, he had that Kareem sky hook yesterday.
Yeah.
Woo, that was beautiful. But I think we can win next game, too, man. I'm telling you. The Warriors, man, we're going to win in six games regardless, man. And I don't know why people, like, I think 11 out of 12 people picked Timberwolves to win this series. But they're pretending like the Warriors are the 10th seed and the Timberwolves were the 1 seed. Like, no, we're only one seed away from each other, believe it or not.
What do you mean 11 of 12?
Shocking the world.
What do you mean 11 of 12?
Well, that's how many wins they need to win it all now. It's down to 11.
Oh, no, I'm saying like out of 12 people on the ESPN panel, 11 picked the T-Wolves to win the series.
Really?
And I'm like, wow. That's why I said people act like the Warriors were the 10 seed. They had a playing team and the T-Wolves were the 1 seed. Like, no, we're 1 seed away from each other. That means we're kind of neck and neck. So anyway, we're going to win, guys.
Right.
Jonathan Kuminga, breakout game.
It can happen.
Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call.
He played yesterday, Steiny. He got in. And at this point, all hands on deck. And that's what Kerr is doing, and he started it in Game 7. But good God, man, if you could somehow come back to the Bay up 2-0, man. You're dealing with house money then. I'm sorry, Steiny.
The Caucasian.
This is more Ponja, just to give everybody an understanding of what Steph's dealing with in case you just joined us. Curry's going to be out at least a week. He'll be reevaluated next Wednesday, which is the day of Game 5.
I think especially given his age, you know, whenever these hamstrings tear, basically what you're depending on to basically get you back quickly is there's some degree of scar tissue that's in there. We know that although scar tissue can sometimes hold an area together, especially if you've got a lot of other muscle around it, that area is more prone to cause pain, to re-injure itself. And if you look at hamstring injuries, the two things you worry about besides getting back on the court is that there's a high rate of re-injury. We see that a lot in football and baseball players. And there's also a rate of injury to other parts of your body. Your hamstrings are so important to helping stabilize your lower leg. So it may not be a hamstring. Are you worried about an ankle or something else? So that's really where the medical staff has to make this decision of, okay, do we push it to get him back, or are we being extra cautious so that we don't get that repeat injury or get something else? And that's where, unfortunately, what happens with, you know, pro athletes is you're looking at how the team's doing and what's the risk of potentially, can we win without him playing, or do we have to take that risk and put him in because we're worried about how the series is going?
All right. Well, he's not going to play the next three games for sure. So can he get back by next week? We'll see.
Oh, I feel sick for him, man. And like I said, Stani, I just felt like we've watched him, or I have, so much. You kind of know when he has it going, and he had that look in his eye like he was about to give the Minnesota, you know, the business. And for him to miss three games at least, you know, I know Minnesota's not happy. You know, they don't want any injury, but that could be the one solace in this loss, is they don't have to face Steph Curry for the next 12 quarters.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to KJ in the city. Hey, KJ, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
No concern, KJ.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got a full team of fighters. You know, I think it's unfortunate what happened to Curry, but, you know, I'm not giving up on the Warriors just yet. I think we got to have the fans turn up, be very loud, you know, just play better ball. And I think, you know, we can close this series by hopefully game six. You know, we'll win. And it's my birthday on Friday.
Oh, there you go. So I hope, happy birthday.
You know, Warriors, thank you. So I hope Warriors win on my birthday. But I feel like, you know, we're going to win the finals. The haters can say you got Timberwolves in six, but I'd say Warriors win the whole thing.
All right. Thanks, KJ. Yeah, I mean,
he's a tourist of bull, too.
If somebody, you know, thinks or thought Minnesota was going to win.
Well, Vegas had him heavily favored in the series.
Yeah, it doesn't make him a hater.
And before Steph got hurt, you know, I was just thinking, like, my God, how did they get that? But, Stani, real quick, tomorrow's line, Vegas, I know you don't care, but the gravity of one Steph Curry has Minnesota favored by -10.5.
And what were they favored last night?
I want to say, Evan, I don't know.
I know what they were. 6.5. How'd that work out?
I was just about to throw it back at you.
Yep.
Good Lord. You got it wrong.
Let me see what else.
Jimmy,
I'll tell you what, we'll lighten up
tomorrow
the mood.
Night.
We'll lighten up the mood at some point today and play the Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler back and forth after the game.
Yeah,
it's really good.
But Jimmy, you got a ball tomorrow because Buddy's been carrying you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk about this series and the fact that it looks like the Warriors are going to have to play some of it, maybe all of it, without Steph Curry. Can they still get this thing done? They have a 1-0 lead, and they looked fine to me after Steph Curry left.
They beat him on the boards 51-41, Stani, and then got 18 offensive rebounds to Minnesota's 12 on a bunch of opportunities because Minnesota was bricking.
I also think the Warriors in a game like tomorrow, call me crazy, but in a game like tomorrow, let's say Curry hadn't gotten hurt and they win that game. I almost feel like with Curry, it becomes a house money game. But without Curry, I got to believe the Warriors are going to come out like they're down 0-1
in
this series.
No doubt. What about 0-3, Stani? I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, so
it's changed a lot.
They, you know, they played. When did he get hurt? Second quarter or late first?
Second quarter.
All right, so they played three quarters without him, and they didn't give up a lot of points. They're going to have to scratch and claw out a win in the next couple games to keep this season, keep the series tight.
Yeah, and we kept saying yesterday just about Minnesota and their defense. They're respectable. They are not Houston, but they can D up Only 12 turnovers again for the Warriors.
Yep.
Handling the rock.
Let's go to Verducci in El Dorado Hills. What's up, Verducci? How you doing, my man?
Oh, man, feeling so good after this victory. I know it came at a cost, but can I please get a little bit more? I'm going to bring it back to Super Troopers. Can I get some more Rodney Rod Farva, you know, a.k.a. Pat Spencer? I mean, that's what we look like out there. I mean,
wow.
His aggressiveness. And, you know, I want to give a few shout-outs. One, my guy, Buddy. I mean, I love him. He's full of positive energy, the vibes. And that's the thing. You know, when Butler came, there was a sense of belief. And even though we're down Curry, everyone knows they need to step up, especially people like Green. You know, I loved how he restrained himself from getting all excited when DiVincenzo pushed down Butler. You know, he's holding himself accountable. Everyone's got to step up and play their best game. Now, Kuminga, you want to earn your money, Kuminga? You want to earn those big dollars? Do exactly what you did yesterday. Cut to the hoop. Move without the ball. That's exactly what we need from you. And I love Steady Eddie Looney maybe coming into the game, slowing things down, playing great defense. But it's going to be everybody, and especially Steve Kerr. You're going to see and understand what makes Kerr a great coach. This is going to be his best coach basketball right now. We just got to hold the fort until Curry comes back. And then, like I told you, we're going to win it all, baby. So let's go, Dub fans. You know, keep a positive energy. Keep it going. We're coming for you, Timberwolves.
Verducci.
That's Verducci.
ADH down the El Dorado Hills.
That's a nice area.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
What's the nicest suburb of Sacramento?
I would say
the most posh.
They got Roseville, El Dorado Hills.
Roseville, that's where
Granite Bay.
Yeah, good call.
You know who's from Roseville?
Eddie Murphy used to live in Granite Bay.
You know who's from Roseville? Ooh. One of my favorite all-time athletes. Summer Sanders.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Summer Sanders.
Yep.
With an O?
Look at Evan with the Granite Bay slip in. You're right, Granite Bay.
I know a few cats from Granite Bay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Let's just say Verducci.
Olympian. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, it's interesting. Verducci is one of the world's greatest optimists. He is. And I guess I'm going to ask how optimistic Warrior fans are feeling right now. I mean, you're up 1-0. And you absolutely made Minnesota look terrible last night.
But now you got to do it 3 games without the chef. So for you to say what you just said in regard to the Warriors feeling like their back's against the wall, Stoney, I feel like a message can be sent. There was somewhat one sent last night, but now that we know the finality, just in regard that we know he's missing Curry is the next 3 games, I mean, Minnesota could be like, okay, you got us. You got us. But if they can get tomorrow and then come here Saturday and feel like we don't have to face Steph and you know, chase him around, it's big. They're all big. But, man, I thought I was the biggest optimist, you know. But I got thrown out of the Union City chat last night, man. They did not like my body language and my verbiage. But, Stoney, I'm trying to hold on and find the positive, man. But it's hard.
The positive is that the Warriors are up 1-0. And the other positive is that they can beat the Timberwolves without Curry.
I thought you were going to say we're breathing, but
it's going to be hard.
Right.
And we can't expect the Timberwolves are going to play like they did last night.
And that's what scares me.
But you know what? You always say this, Goo.
You can't fall from the floor.
Who's on the floor?
Minnesota, that game last night.
Oh.
It can't get any worse, can it?
Well, now I forgot what one of the things you always say.
So much profound.
Maybe this is bigger than Steph Curry. Maybe this is about the Warriors.
Strength in numbers?
Mm-hmm. Coming together.
But Jan was right. I don't know if you noticed last night. Jimmy Butler, Steiny, he's by the basket and he's passing out. And I know he's going to say I'm making the right play. But now with no Steph starting tomorrow, Jimmy, we need you to get them buckets. That's your name.
Yeah.
Playoff Jimmy. It's been Buddy playoff right now.
How do you think Butler looks physically?
That's a great question, Stoney. And he's coming off that tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
I think fatigue and that injury are catching up. How about that? I thought he looked a little stiff last night.
All right.
Even getting rebounds. How many rebounds did he have? 11 rebounds. So he's playing, but
look at the offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
Those were big. I'm telling you, Butler does what you need him to do on a specific night.
But now you understand that has to be greater, though, right? With no Curry.
I mean,
it has to.
It's logical to think that. It is, but who knows? They play through Butler. Maybe he has 14 assists tomorrow night, but he has another 20-point game, and he's helped out by another shooter. And they got enough players, and look, the Warriors play smart. They play smart.
One of the smartest teams in the league.
I should say when they play smart, they're really
good. But that's been their staple throughout this Kerr run.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steph Curry is going to be out for at least a week, which means he'll miss games 2, 3, and 4 for certain.
Damn.
Game 5 is next Wednesday. That's the day he will be reevaluated. So the best case scenario would be he gets reevaluated Wednesday morning and he's able to play Wednesday night.
Oh, I know he's sick.
That sounds like the best case scenario for the Golden State Warriors.
We'll see.
We will see. We will see. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. You still feeling optimistic about the series, though, Warriors fans?
Real quick, the guys, Wilder and Dibs, will have Steve Kerr on today at 4 o'clock Pacific time, so you can learn more about all the things going on with Steph and Golden State at 4 o'clock with the head coach.
All right, Steve Kerr, 4 o'clock, Wilder and Dibs. Don't miss it. Hey, Warrior fans, can you just compartmentalize this series without Steph playing at least 3 games? You still optimistic? I mean, you're up 1-0. Yeah. You're up 1-0, and who knows? Minnesota, they did look tight last night. They might.
How many fast breaks did they blow where they had numbers?
Gosh.
What is this? This is incredible. Julius Randle.